Blog Talk Radio.
Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe HaShabbat throughout their generations, a perpetual covenant, it a sign between me and the children of Israel, the children of Israel forever. For 6 days Jehovah made HaShemayim, the heavens and earth and the earthly plain. And on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed, 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 refreshed. Beni u vein b'nei Yisrael oti le'olam ki shesheta yamin asah Yahuwah. Eta HaShemayim ve'eta Ha'aretz Uwa v'yom ha'shevi'i Shavat Shavat Vayinafash. It is a sign between I and the sons of Yisrael. Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael. Ot he, she is a sign. Ot he, ot, he, ot, he. Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael. Ot he le'olam, 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 le'olam. For she, it is. She is a sign between I and the children of Yisrael. Le'olam, for I v'le'olam. For in 6 days, Kia Shesheta Yamin, he who be, we be made, Asah Yahuwah, Jehovah made, Eta HaShemayim, the heavens, Ueta HaAret, and the earth and the earthly plain, Uvayom HaShavi. And on the seventh day, U Bayom HaShabi'i Shavata Wayayinafash. He ceased from work. Shavat, Shavat, Shavat Wayinafash, Wayinafash. And rested. He rested and was refreshed. Shavat Wayinaf Naf 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 Naf. We'll be right back. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High Celestial Jah Rastafari. The heavens declare the glory of the Most High, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where thy voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Rastafari. Coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit upon the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. At lightning, everyone should know. Converting the soul. The testimony of the Most High is true, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Most High are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Most High is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Most High is clear, enduring forever. The judgments of the Most High are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold. Yea, more than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over I. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Selah, Selassie. Everyone should know. Everyone should know. Rock it. Oh, Rastafari. And the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High, thy strength and thy redeemer. Selah, Selassie. Aya Inge. Imperial Majesty, Emperor Celestia, Empress Menenai. I.
nation. We were brought here in captivity, remember that. Bound in ropes and chains. Oh yeah. Now the truth is come to set to reveal your true identity.
Psalm 113. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth? He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house, and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord.
No matter where you go, give the Almighty God thanks and praise for all His mercies and goodness. Yeah. 'Cause your life was given as a gift.
Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and hear, Shema, Yisrael, hear, give ear, O Yisrael, Mizmor, Kof, Yod, Gimel, Kof, Yud, Gimel, Kof, Yod, Gamel. Psalm, CXIII, Psalm 113, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Praise, 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 praise. That these songs may have come together at this particular time, but the context here is the Exodus. But it's interesting that these particular psalms and today's daily psalm, Hallelujah, praise ye, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Yah. Now we have in today's daily psalm, we have a couple of sections to today's daily psalm, namely verses 1 to 3, the summons to Hallelujah, 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 praise ye, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, the exaltation, exalt ye, Hallel, Hallel y'all, Hallel y'all, Yah, he who be. The summons in verses 1 to 3 and verses 4 to 6. Yahweh's, Jehovah's eminence, Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God's eminence. And in verses 7 to 9, we have his care for the lowly, for the downtrodden, right? His care, Jah's care for the lowly, for the poor. We have in today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and hear, Shema Yisrael, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Avdei Yehovah. Hallelujah, et Hashemi Yehovah. Hallelujah, Hallelujah, praise y'all, Yah, he who be. Hallelujah, praise y'all, Avdei Yehovah, the Avdei, Abdei, Avdei, the servants of Yahweh, of Jehovah. Hallelujah, praise y'all, Hallelujah, a command to praise, to Hallel, Hallel y'all, Elil y'all, the name of Jehovah. Hallelujah, et Hashemi Yehovah. Et Shem Yahuwah, Et Shem Yahuwah, Et Shemi Yahuwah. Yehi Shemi Yehovah Mevorach Me'ata We'ada Olam. Blessed be the name of he who be who he be. Yehi Shemi Yehovah Mevorach. Blessed Mevorach Mevorach Mevorach. Blessed be Yehi Shemi Yehovah Shem Yahweh Shem Yehovah Mevorach Mevorach. Blessed Me'ata. From now, from this time, from this Iowa, may ata, we ata olam, from this Iowa forth, and for Iva, may ata, we ad olam, from this ata, this Iowa, may ata, we ad, and forth, from this time and forth, olam, for Iva, mi mizrach shemesh, Ada mevo mehulal shemi Yehova, from the rising of the sun, mi mizrach shemesh, from the mizrach, mi mizrach shemesh, from the rising of the shemesh of the sun, ada mevo, to the going down thereof, or to its going forth, its entering in, ad mevo mebo, ada mevo, ada mevo, mehulal shemi Yehova. The name of Jehovah, Jehovah's name, is to be praised. Mehulal is to be hallel, eliled, is to be praised. Mehulal Shemi Yehovah. The summons to hallelujah, to the Avdei Yehovah, to the servants of Jehovah. Some exegetes, they understand the phrase of the loyal. This is saying the loyal among Israel, the Avdei, the servants, the Avdei. Of Dei Yehovah, the worshippers. But verse 3 rather suggests that the call is made to all, both Jew and Gentile, both Israelites and the Goyim and the nations who acknowledge Yahuwah, who acknowledge he who be who he be. The name of Yahuwah, Shem Yahuwah, Shemi Yahuwah, the name of Jehovah. It is Ha'el, El, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, as he has revealed himself, the Hashem, the name, Hashem, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, Baruch Hashem, blessed be the name, that men and people are exhorted to build them up to praise, to give thanks, to praise, to Isaac. So we have the first verse, Hallelujah, Avdei Yehovah, Hallelujah, Et Hashemi Yehovah. Here, the bait verse, Yehi. Shem Yahuwah Mevorach Me'ata Wa'ada Olam, from this Iowa forth, on account of his redemption of Yisrael, of the Yehudi, even the black and the brown Jews, from Babylon, from the Babylonian captivity, the Yehudi from the Babylonian captivity, it is an event of eternal significance. And so his praise, his eyes must continue, must itinue for all time, for all Iwa me ata we ada olam mimi zarach shemesha ada nebo, from the rising, the mizrach, from the east, the rising of the shemesh, the sun, ad going forward till ada mivoo mivoo ada mivoo, till the going down is a translation, but bo means to go or to enter in. Here we have ada mivoo till it's going forward. Mehulala Shemi Yehovah. It is also an event of universal import, so that all men, all humanity, from the east, Mimizrach, to the west, Adamivo, throughout the world in its entirety, may discern his might and his supremacy, the supremacy of his divine majesty, and offer him praise and offer him Isis. Hear the Dalet, the fourth, the hey, and the vav, verses 4-6. Ram, al kol goyim, Yahuwah, al hashemayim, ku avodo, mi yakai Yahuwah Eloheinu, ha magdavihi la shavet, ha mashapili elirota, vashemayim uva aret. Jehovah is high above all nations. Ram, all call goyim, Yahuwah. Above, high above, Ram, high, all above, call go, all goyim, all call goyim, high above all nations and nationalities. Ram, Al Kol Goyim, Yahweh, Jehovah, he who be who he be, is high above all nations. Al Hashemayim, Kavodo, his glory, Kavodo, 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 his Kavodo, Kavodo, his glory, Al Hashemayim, is above all Hashemayim, above the heavens. Al Hashemayim, Kavodo, he who be who he be in the nations. His glory is above Hashemayim, the heavens. The heavens declare the kavod, the glory of El Elohim. We have this in Psalm 19, around about verse 2. But they can only convey a partial impression of it. His glory, the glory, kavodo, kavodo, kavod, covered, the kavod, the kavr, right? His glory transcends what they reveal. Hey, verse 5, Mi kayehoa Eloheinu. Ha magabihi la shavet. Who is like to he who be who he be? Aina Elohim. Mi kayoa Eloheinu. Who is like to Jehovah? Aina Elohim. Mi kayoa Eloheinu. Ha magabihi la shavet. That is enthroned. He who is enthroned on high. Ha magabihi. La Shevet, La Shevet, La Shevet, that is enthroned on high, who exalteth to dwell, who exalteth to dwell. Ha Magabihi, La Shevet. He designated his dwelling place high above the universe, the universe, and as such, he is a transcendent El, Elohim, true good, true God. The Vav, the Wow, Wowway verse, the sixth verse. Ha masha pili lirot bashamayim uva aret. Ha masha pili lirot, that looketh, he who looketh, he who be who he be, is he who looketh down low. Ha masha pili lirot bashamayim uva aret, upon the heaven, bashamayim, and upon the earth, uva aret, uva aret, that looketh down low. He who be, who he be, who he be. He who cometh down low to look. Ha mashapili lirot. The Hebrew brings out the sense of he who cometh down low to look. Ha mashapili lirot. Who cometh down low to look. Transcendence is only one aspect of his nature, of Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity. It does not preclude his concern about the welfare of his creatures, his creation. An attribute of great importance for the theological conception of Elohim, of Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God. One upon which both biblical and rabbinical literature laid especial stress and emphasis is his condescension and humility. Is he who be who he be, his condescension and humility of his divine majesty. This truth, this objective reality, this truth has a religious, a really just, and a true spiritual depth that no philosophy can set forth. Only Ha-Elohim, only the Elohim of revelation, only the Elohim of revelation, revelation reveals the truth. Only the Elohim, true good, true God of revelation, is near to man in his frailty and need, ready to hear his sighs, answer his supplication, count his tears and relieve his wants, his lacks, when his own power fails. So this sense right here says that looketh down low upon heaven and earth. In the Hebrew, ha mashapili lirot, who cometh down low to look, bashamayim uva aret, upon the heaven, upon heaven, and upon the earth, upon the universe in its entirety. As the combination of the two nouns, it indicates in Bereshith, in the first book of Moshe, the first verse, Genesis 1 and 1. And here is to fulfill today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And he asked the order of Malachiah Tzedek, Mizmur, Kof, Yod, Gimel, Kof, Yod, Gamel. Here we have verses 7 to 9. 7 to 9. We have verses 7 to 9, the Zain verse. Mekimi me afardal me ashpota yarema evyon, who He who be who he be is who riseth up the poor out of the dust. Mekimi, me afar dal, me afar from the afar, afar, me afar, me afar, mekimi, me afar dal, the dal, the dal, the poor. Me ashpota yareim evyon, and lifteth up the needy out of the dunghill. Me ashpota yareim evyon, and lifteth up the needy out of the dunghill. His care for the lowly. This verse and the first half of the next are quoted here from 1 Samuel, Samuel Kedemawi, 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 8. The poor, dal, as we have here, who rises up the dal out of the dust. Mekimi, me afar dal, the dal, as we have in Psalm 41, round about verse 2. A person who is brought low, dal, by illness or misfortune. Mekimi, me afar dal, me ashpota yareim evyon, out of the dust, come down and sit in the dust. In Yeshayahu, in Isaiah XLVII and 1, Isaiah 47 and 1, alluding to the practice of sitting on the ground in a time of mourning, sitting on the ground in a time of sorrow, in a time of mourning, in a time of lamentation, out of the dust, may afar dal, mekimi me afar dal, me ashpota yareim evyon, the evyon, the needy, from the dung hill, the heaps of dung and other debris that used to be in front of the oriental houses in the east, the dung hill, may ashpot, right, the heaps of dung and other debris. Beggars and lepers were used to sit on these artificial hills, soliciting by looks and gestures, if not by words, the gifts of the inmates of the houses. So they would sit outside one's houses, like on their trash, on their garbage. It says right here that he lifteth up the needy, me ashpota yare evyon, out of the dung hill. Le ho shvi aima nidre amo, that he may set him with princes. Le ho shvi aim nidreim aima nidre amo, even with the princes of amo, of his people. Aima nidre amo, set him with princes. Le ho shvi aim nidreim. Im nidibim, the princes, nidirim, aima nidirim, le hosheriya, aima nidirim, set him with princes. Elevate, of course, to level up, to elevate his social status. We have this connection here in Eob and Job, XXXVI and 7, Job 36 and 7. The princes of his people, the princes of Ammo, of his people, more honorable than the princes of heathen nations and nationalities are the princes of his people. The phrase, some say, is omitted right here in 1 Samuel chapter 2 and Samuel Kedemawi chapter 2 verse 8, and is added here for the purpose of what is called in the linguistics parallelism, the parallelism right here. But here, bringing us to the fulfillment verse right here, that was the chet right here, the 8th verse right here. Moshevi ikareta habayit em habanim se mecha hallelujah. Remember, this is speaking about who he who be who he be is. It says, praise be his name, Yahuwah, Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, Yah-Heh, Weh-Heh, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Jehovah, he who be who he be. So it says, who is like unto he who be who he be? Mi ka Yahuwah Eloheinu. Who is like to he who be who he be? And saying that he is the one who looketh down low, or who cometh down low to look. He come down low to look. He raised up the poor out of the dust. He lift up the needy out of the dunghill, right? So he may set him with princes, right? Even the princes of his people, who maketh the barren woman to dwell in her house. Moshevi, Moshevi, Ikaret, Ikareta Habayit. The psalmist, no doubt, had the instance of Hannah in mind, having quoted her song, but he was also influenced by the imagery of Isaiah, LIV 1, Isaiah 54, verse 1, and Isaiah 66, verse 8, where Zion in her desolation, even the African Zion in her desolation, is compared to a barren woman. And in her restoration to a mother with her children happily gathered about her. Now the Targum paraphrases, maketh the community of Yisrael, that was like a barren woman who sat pale with longing for the menfolk of her house to dwell full of crowds, like a mother rejoicing over her children. And here in the fulfillment verse, Moshevi ekarata habayit, who is who maketh the barren woman to dwell in her house. Em habanim, simecha, as a simecha, joyful. Em mother habanim, of children, of sons. Em habanim, simecha, hallelujah. Praise ye, he who be. Praise ye, Jah Rastafari. Yes, I.
Psalm 113. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth? He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house, and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. מעתה ועד עולם, מזרח שמש עד מבואו, מעולם שם אדוני, קם על כל גויים אדוני, על השמיים כבדום, מיק אדוני אלוהינו, עד בהיל השב את המשפילי נראות, בשמיים ובארץ מקימים הפרדל, השפוט ירים הבירנו שבעים נדיבים, עם נדיבי עמו, ושבעי הקראת הבית עם הפנים, צמח, הללויה.
Psalm 113. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth? He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house, and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Avde Adonai, hallelujah, Shem Adonai, Yishem Adonai, Mevorach. מעתה ועד עולם, מזרח שמש עד מבואו, מעולם שם אדוני, קם על כל גויים אדוני, על השמיים כבדו, מיק אדוני אלוהינו, עד בהיל השב את המשפידי נראות, בשמיים ובארץ מקימים מהפרדל, השפוט ירים הבירנו שבעים נדיבים, עם נדיבי עמו, ושבעי הקראת הבית עם הבנים, צמח, הללויה.
Here, let's get into a midrash, a little study from some of the ancient reasonings on the Psalms, from the midrash of the Tehillim, the Helim, Helal, Helil, like Elil, like the Elilta, the Elilta, the exaltation, the bigging up, kind of a word sound for bigging up, praising right there. So we have Psalm, Mizmor Kof Yod Gimel, Mizmor Kof Yod Gimel, Gamel, Kof Yod Gimel. Psalm 113, Psalm CXIII. So here, Midrash, it's little, but it's talua. It's small, but it has enough. Even, why is it hallelujah? It's a question, and not hallelujah, Yahweh, or Yahuwah. Why is it the short, what's called the short form? He who be, and not Yahuwah, he who be, who he be. Well, here, the Midrash, the ancient reasonments, give an insight for I and I. So come, make with reason. The Midrash on Mizmor Kof Yod Gamel Kof Yod Gimel, Psalm 113. First verse. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. First verse. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Abdei Yahuwah. Hallelujah. Et Hashem Yahuwah. Hallelujah. These words are to be considered in the light, the illumination of the verse, even the verse that we have in Psalm 77, Hebraically numbered verses 6 to 7. The verse that reads in Psalm 77, I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance, niginati. I call to remembrance, niginati, in the night. I commune with my own heart. So here, Mizmor Ein Zain, Psalm 77, which is themed the cry of affliction, Psalm LXXVIII. I have pondered the days of old, the years of ancient times. Chishabti yamim mikedem. Chishabti yamim mikedem. I have pondered the days of the kedem, the yamim mikedem, from the kedem, from the ancient times. Chishabti, I reckon. Chishabti, yamim mikedem, shenot olamim, the shenot, the shanas, the years, the shenot olamim of the world, often interpreted as, it's literally dealing with the world, the olamim, but also the ancient periods of time. The past history of Yisrael was reviewed by him with its many illustrations of Jah's providential care, Jehovah Jireh, Yahweh Yireh, Jehovah Iri, Yireh. He will see to it, Yahweh Yireh, Jehovah Jireh. Verse 7, Ezkera, Neginati, Balaila, Ezekera, Neginati, Balaila, in the night, Balaila, I will call to remembrance, Ezekera, my song, Neginati, I will commune with mine own heart, Aim be lebabi, Asicha, will iditate, Aim lebabi, Asicha, waya chafes ruchi. Oh, that's the final part that's not brought out right here, but where it says, "And my spirit maketh diligent search." Waya chafes ruchi, my spirit, my irit. Waya chafes, and my irit makes diligent search, searches it out diligently. So here in the Midrash commentary right here on the opening verse of Psalm 113, Mizmor Kof Yod Gimel, Of Yud Gamel, we have, praise ye, he who be, praise ye, Jah, hallelujah, praise, O ye, O your servants of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, hallelujah, all of y'all, hallelujah, praise, hallelujah, Abdei Yahuwah, Abdei, servants, workmen, servants of he who be, who he be, praise the name of he who be, who he be. Hallelujah, et shem Yahuwah. So it says here, bringing out Psalm 77, the 6th to 7th verse, I have called Sleeker, I have considered, first part of the verse, I have considered the days of old. I have considered the days, me Kedem, from the Kedem. The years of ancient time, the years of the worlds, the Shinota Olamim. I call to remembrance Niginati. I call to remembrance Niginati. Ezekara Niginati. Balaila. Balaila. In the shadow state called the night. Balaila and the Laila. I will commune with my own heart. Aima Levavi. Asiha. Asiha. What? What here is meant by I call to remembrance Niginati. I call to remembrance Ezekara Niginati. So here we have a Midrash note to go to this firstly right here for today's psalm. Usually this is rendered Niginati when we say Bingi in the Hebrew. You know, Nigi note, right? Bingi note. On the Nigi note, Bingi note. Here we have Niginati. Niginati is usually translated from the Hebrew as my song. Niginati, Niginati, I call to remembrance my song in the night. Ezekara, Niginati, Balaila. So what is meant by I call to remembrance Niginati? Rav Aibu and Rav Yehuda bar Shimon, they differed. Rav Aibu took it to mean, Niginati, that the congregation, the Edat Yisrael, said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, I call to remembrance the breaking of mine enemy's power. And in this sense, Niginati, meaning the breaking of mine enemy's power, Niginati, as indicated by the verse, even the verse from Bereshith, the verse from Genesis, El Elyon, Elohim, Elyon, God Most High, hath delivered me gain, thine enemies into thy hand. In Genesis, Bereshith, Genesis chapter 14, verse 20, where it reads, God the Most High, El Elyon, hath delivered, hath me gain, thine enemies into thy hand. And so the Edat Yisrael, the aggregation, the witness of Israel says, quote, because I call to remembrance the breaking of mine enemies, Niginati, the breaking of my enemies' power in the night, therefore I commune with mine own heart. And here, the Midrash points to a further reasoning in the second psalm, the third section. If you have time, we'll go to that, but keeping it moving forward. So Rav Yehuda bar Shimon, Judah bar Simon, he took Niginati to mean that the Edat Yisrael, the congregation of Israel, said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, I call to remembrance the miracles that thou, the I, did for me, for I in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, in Kemet, if you please, and how I sang songs to thee because of the miracles, the amazing deeds done did for me, how indeed I sang songs and psalms. I sang songs and psalms, chants, eyes to the eye during that night. As it is said even in Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 30, verse 29, ye y'all shall have a song as in the night when a feast was hallowed, when a feast was set apart, when a feast was idolified. And what was the night when a feast was hallowed, was set apart, was idolified? The night when thou, the I, didst smite the firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Egypt. As is said, even in Shemot, Exodus chapter 12, verse 29, where it reads, and it came to pass at midnight that Yahweh, that Jehovah smote all the firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim. Accordingly, Rav Yehuda bar Shimon, Judah bar Simon, took the words, my song, Hebraically, Niginati, my song in the night, Niginati Balaila, to refer to the song of that night when thou, the I, didst redeem us, I, and bring us, I, forth, forward to freeness. We, I, were Parao, servants, bondmen, and thou, the I, didst redeem us, redeem I, and make us, make I, thy, the I, servants, the I, bondmen. Therefore, it is said, praise, O ye, O your servants of Jehovah, and not praise, O ye servants of Parao, of Pharaoh, a different comment on the opening of today, Psalm Mizmor, Kof Yod Gamel, Kof Yud Gimel, Psalm 113, that reads Hebraically, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Abdei Yahuwah, praise he who be, praise, O ye servants of he who be, who he be. Of the generation that uttered these words, Scripture says, according to the Mashal, according to Proverbs, the Mishle Shlomo, the Proverbs of Solomon, chapter 31, verse 26, where it reads, It she opened her mouth with wisdom, and the law, the Torah of kindness was on it, on her tongue. You can count 26 generations. You can count 26 generations. And here, the Midrash note points us to the commentary, the reasonment on Psalm 105, the third section. You can count 26 generations from the time the Iwa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Holy One, the Isla One, blessed be He, created His universe, His universe, until the time the Iwa that Yisrael, the Tsar, the Prince of El, of the Almighty, went forth, mi Mitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim. But no one of these generations said, none of these generations said, Hallelujah! Said, Praise ye Yah, until Yisrael went forth, mi Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, out of Mizraim, went forth from their servitude to clay and to bricks. It was then they said, Hallelujah, praise who be. At just what time, what Iowa, at just what time, what Iowa did the B'nai Yisrael, did the sons of Yisrael say, Hallelujah, praise ye Yah, praise y'all he who be. During the plague of the firstborn, in the night, Pharaoh arose and went to Moshe and Aharon, as is said even in Shemot in Exodus chapter 12, verse 31, where it reads, And he called for Moshe and Aharon by Laila, by night. And in the Laila, in the night, he knocked on the doors of Moshe and Aharon and said to them, Rise up, get you forth from among me, my people. They answered, Fool, are I and I to arise in the night? Are I and I thieves that we should go forth by night? In the morning, in the boker, in the morning I and I shall leave. It was thus like this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, charged us, charged I and I. According to Shemot, Exodus chapter 12, verse 22, none of you, shall go out of the door of Baito, of his bite, of his house, until the boker, until the morning. Pharaoh said to them, But by that time, all the Mitzrayim, all the Egyptians will be dead. As is written, even in the 33rd verse of the 12th chapter of Exodus, as it is written, they said, We are all dead men. Moshe and Aharon replied, Seekest thou to end this plague? Then say, Behold, you are free. Behold, you are your own men. You are no longer servants of mine. You are servants of Jehovah. Whereupon Pharaoh cried out, saying, Formerly, you were my servants, my bondmen. But now, behold, y'all are free. Behold, y'all are your own men. Behold, y'all are servants of Jehovah. And being his servants, y'all are now obliged to praise him, to Isis him, as is said even here in today's daily psalm. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Abdei Yahuwah, hallelujah, praise y'all, Yah, hallelujah, praise, O servants of Jehovah. So, two, Scripture says even in Leviticus, Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 25, verse 55, For to me, to I, the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel, are servants, are bondmen. For to me, to I, the children of Israel, are servants. And again, in Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 30, verse 29, Ye, y'all, shall have a song, as in the night, when a feast was hallowed, a feast was set apart, was ilified. In a different Targum, interpretation of the phrase, praise ye Yah, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise y'all Yah, praise y'all he who be. It is observed. Why? Why does not scripture say, hallelujah? Why does the scripture says, hallelujah? Why does not the scripture says, praise ye, praise y'all, Yahweh, Yahweh, Jehovah? Rav Yirmiyahu, Ermias, Jeremiah explained, in the name of Rav Eliezer, Eliza, the world is not worthy enough to praise Elohim with his whole name, but with only half Shemo, with half his name. As is said, even in Psalm 150, at the sixth verse, Hebraically, in Mizmor Kof Non, Kof Nun, the sixth verse where it reads, let everything that has breath praise Yah. Make everything that have breath praise Yah. Call HaNeshama Tehalel Yah. Call all HaNeshama, all the breath, all that have a Neshama, all that have breath, call HaNeshama Tehalel Yah. Praise Yah. Here, here, here. We have a Midrash note right here. And it says that only priests, Kohanim, only priests may use HaElohim, Elohim's whole name. Only the priests may use HaElohim's whole name. Hence, here, 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 it is said, Hallelujah, and not Hallelujah or Hallelujah way, but Hallelujah. Praise ye, praise y'all, Yah. Praise y'all, he who be. Praise y'all, Jah. Praise, O ye, y'all servants of Jehovah. From this verse here, 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 in today's psalm, in today's daily psalm, from this verse, the sages, they concluded that the psalms, the chants, the Isis, that are known Hebraically as the Hallel or the Elil, the Hallel, the Elil psalms, should be said by no fewer than three men. So the ancient sages said that the Hallel psalms should be said by no fewer than three men. For to whom is the verse, praise, hallelujah, O ye, O your servants of Jehovah, Abdei, Yahuwah, said to at least two men, who with the man who speaks the verse makes no fewer than three. So for to whom is the verse, here, 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 hallelujah, Abdei, Yahuwah, praise, O ye servants of Jehovah, said to at least two men, mandem, who with the man who speaks the verse makes no fewer than three. Hear, 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 the second part of the verse in today's psalm that reads, and they say, praise the name of Jehovah. And they say in a call and response, so the first man said to the two mandem, hallelujah, Abdei Yahuwah, and they respond, hallelujah, et Hashem Yahuwah. They respond, praise the name of Jehovah, the name, the Hashem, in that he made war for us. Praise the name of Yahuwah, praise the name of Jehovah, the Hashem, the name, in that he made war for us, for I and I. As is said even in Shemot, even in Exodus chapter 15, verse 3. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name, or Yahuwah, Ish Milchama, Yahuwah Shemo. Jehovah is a man, a Ish of Milchama, of war. Yahuwah, he who he be, Shemo, his name. Blessed be the name of Jehovah. Hear, 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 the beginning part of the second verse. That reads Hebraically, Yehi Shem Yahuwah Me Borak. Yehi Shem Yahuwah Me Borak. Blessed be the name of Jehovah. Yehi Shem Yahuwah Me Borak. From this time, this I will forward and forevermore and forevermore. Me Ata We Ad Olam. From this time, from now, me'ata, from now, me'ata, wa'ad, and forward, olam, forward for Iva. In this world, they praise him. And when they provoke him, in this world they praise him, and then they provoke him. But not so in the Zaman Labo, in the time, the Iowa to come. For then they will praise Isaiah him from this time forth and for Ivermore. May Ata wa Adolam, from this Iowa forth and for Ivermore. Therefore, I say to y'all, that y'all also will endure forever, forever. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Idol One, the Sanctified, the Set Apart One, blessed be He says, you praise me. So I praise I from this time, this Iowa forth, and for Ivermore. May Atta with Adolam, with
Adolam,
with Adolam,
with Adolam,
with Adolam. So I shall bless you. As scripture says right here, pointing to Psalm 125, the 125th Psalm, Hebraically, the second verse that reads, the Lord is round about his people from this time forth and forever and forever. Jehovah is round about his people from this Iowa forth and forevermore. Here from Mizmor Kof Kaf Hey, from Psalm 125, that is theme, security in Elohim, security in Jah, Psalm CXXV. Here, the second verse, it says, as the mountains are round, the fuller verse, as the mountains are round about Jerusalem, Yerushalayim Harim Asabib Laha, so Jehovah is round about his people, why Yehovah Sabib Le'amo, from this time forth and forever, May Ata Wead Olam. Here. Yes, I, Rastafari, tell all nations. 90 seconds, brothers and sisters.
Psalm 113. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth? He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house, and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord.
Mizmor Kuf Yud Gimal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Abdei Adonai. הללו את שם אדוני, יהי שם אדוני מבורך מעתה ועד עולם. ממזרח שמש עד מבואו מהולל שם אדוני. רם על כל גויים אדוני, על השמיים כבודו. מי כאדוני אלוהינו המגביהי לשבת, המשפילי לראות בשמיים ובארץ. מקימי מעפר דל, מאשפות ירים אביון, להושיב עם נדיבים, עם נדיבי עמו, מושיבי עקרת הבית, אם הבנים שמחה, הללויה.
Psalm 113. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth? He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house, and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord.
Mizmor Kuf Yud Gimal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah Avde Adonai. Hallelujah et Shem Adonai. Yehi Shem Adonai Mevorach Me'ata ve'ad Olam. Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Mevo'o Mehulal Shem Adonai. Ram al kol goyim Adonai al hashamayim kevodo. Mik Adonai Eloheinu המגביהי לשבת, המשפילי לראות בשמיים ובארץ. מקימי מעפר דל, מאשפות ירים אביון. להושיב עם נדיבים, עם נדיבי עמו. מושיבי עקרת הבית, אם הבנים שמחה. הללויה, 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 הללויה.
Lift up your light, you know, because we, the willing, been working for the ungrateful for much too long. So the fire not done burn. We want to hear it for the mama in the house of Gideon. Put it up, put the lighters up. We want to know if Birmingham have lighters. Let us see the lighters up, because we want to welcome on stage a man who is sizzling red hot. Red, 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 red. Birmingham, are you ready to welcome on stage a mama Gideon? His name is Sizzler. Kalonji, Kalonji, bless them warrior.
Peace and blessing manifest with every lesson learned. If your knowledge were your wealth, then it would be well. I'm the instant of life. So,
praise ye God in the
emperor. King of
the king. Who are fully up to express.
Ta-ta-ta-ta, God. Yo, well,
praise ye God in the
emperor. King of the king.
Who are fully up to express.
Ta-ta-ta-ta, you not got time, yo. Let me see you on them. Go tell them to put them on the summer. Lieutenant, this is from your country call on you. Well, my body rise and you know kill my bra. But why you're down, kill those bad things that you want. You use them to save the minds of the youth and not the breed. You them see from knowing God to now. This is the truth about my circumstances. The old devil can't start rebuilding churches. Them church different, them crowd is a Jew. You see, the pattern is the samples where I'm black. So it's a high sense of dice. Since last said I'm the truth, you see, so make it known to boys and girls. Just let your mind retain them. Rasta man, don't come out of the world. It's
not a fool.
To the season, that's all right. I'll bring up the knife in it. Just come them to the side. First rifle ruler. Nanga, nanga. Mr.
President.
And the emperor.
Praise
be
God, the emperor.
His foundation is in the wall of mountain. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the old city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Let the mercy shut up. Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunderable, exhibit in massacre on Yahweh, in the gospel, let Jah be praised.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong,
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 Shabbat strong.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians, are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
So here for this 21st sabbatical study for Ki Tisa, when you take, as it's translated, but when you lift up directly, when you lift up, Ki Tisa. So here, just an overview right here, and also for Purim, Sameach, happy Purim again. But double eyes, going to listen to the chapters from Esther Hadassah. Here for this Purim, here Chabarim in the season as we prepare, right here coming up, you know, from the valley, astrotheologically speaking, the valley of the shadow of death, from the darker times of the season, the year, the winter moons, as spring coming forward. Here for this Rastafari sabbatical table talk, reasonment right here, picking up this 21st sabbatical study with Exodus, second book of Moshe, Hebrew book known as Exodus. Exodus, here we got Exodus chapter 30. Exodus chapter 30 here at verse 11 to chapter 34, verse 35, right here. So in the previous, the last two Torah readings and feedings, sabbatical manna, angel's bread, we had for the 20th, the 19th, and the 20th. Here we're at the 21st. The previous two, here for continuity purposes, we had teruma, the offering, and tetzaveh, thou shalt command. Moshe was up on Har Sinai, Har in the Hebrew, Har, mountain, from the Hebraic Harar. This man was born there, yeah? Har Sinai, receiving, Kabbaling, the Kabbalah, the receptivity, the receiving of the vision. The vision and the tabnit, the pattern, see that you do all things according to the pattern, the tabnit. So pattern recognition, here the vision. Out of vision, so let's get a good vision. Moshe was up upon Har Sinai receiving the vision of the sanctuary, known as the Mishkan, right, the dwelling place or the tabernacle. So its function, the Mishkan, a dwelling place for Yahweh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, known as the Mikdash, the holy place, but literally the tabernacle or the tent, the Ohel, and its various furnishings. In this sabbatical study for this Shabbat coming forward here we are at the third day here on the Inn and the Irit, you know. But here for this Torah reading and feeding for Ki Tisa, Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, the Elohim commanded that all the Bnei Yisrael, all the Mandem, It says the Ish, right? Not Ish, but the Ish. Over the age of 20, that all the Bnei Yisrael, all the Yisraelim, all the Israelites, particularly the sons of Israel, over the age of 20, must pay half a shekel. Shekel. Now, shekel is the currency. It's made of kesef. It's a silver. You say the silver currency known as the shekel. So all the males over the age of 20 must pay half a shekel tax. It's like a tax to help to support the service, the avodah, the service within the Mishkan, within the dwelling place, within the tabernacle. Now, after this, some might call it, we call it like a tax or like a levy, so to speak, you know, for the Levites and the Kohanim. But after this tax was explained, Ha-Elohim, Ha-Elohim, the Elohim described some additional elements that would be required for the priestly aboda, the priestly service at the sanctuary of the Mishkan, namely a copper washstand, kiyor, the sacred anointing oil, the oil for the Moshiach, the Messiah-ing, the anointing, the christening, and incense, very important here, the aishens. In fact, it begins off right here in chapter 30. Schofield Study Bible brings it out very accurately, the great worship chapter, the altar, the golden altar of aishens, of incense. And here we also get the cannabis, the cannabis within the Hebrew script. So the incense, the aishens for the golden altar in the Kodesh, in the holy place. Now Yahuwah Atzmo, Jehovah himself, then named Betzalel, as a man, quote, filled with the Ruach, Ha'ilehim, with the spirit, the Ruach, the Irit, the Menfes, the spirit of the Elohim. Now what's interesting right here is that Betzalel, when you look at the name Hebraically, Betzalel, three parts there, the beta sentia, in, on, by way of, my preposition right there, in, on, by way of what we call the bait, the Hebrew letter B, essential B, right? B, in, on, tzal. We have tzal. Tzal, my tzal in the Hebrew is a shadow, umbration, like an umbration or what one would call a shadow, right? Tzal, and then we have El, the Almighty, the power, Chayil, Bitzalel, right, in the shadow. So the name can be brought out in the English as in the shadow of El, in the shadow of the power. A man filled with the Ruach Ha'ilehim, with the spirit, the Ruach of the Elohim. He named him, even by name, to be the chief architect, the chief architect of HaMishkan, of the dwelling place. Now, before the construction would begin, we get here the instruction. So before the construction would begin, however, Yahuwah Jehovah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name, reminded Moshe to warn Ha'am, to warn Amo, the people, Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, to be careful. Even to be very careful here, Jah reminds Moshe to give Amo Yisrael a caution, right, to observe the Yom HaShabbat, the day of the Sabbath day. Immediately following this admonition, Ha Elohim, Ha Elohim, the Elohim gave Moshe the tablets, right, the two tablets of the Esaret HaDibarim, of the 10 words. So in the scripts, it's known as the 10 words, often pseudonymously referred to as the 10 commandments. And we have this in the Hebrew, also in the King of Kings Bible, as the 10 words, known as commonly as the 10 commandments, the Esaret HaDibarim, that were inscribed directly, right, by the hand of Ha'ilehim, or as the scripture says, by the finger, right, by the digit. You know, as you say, the digit is the finger. So was this form of digital technology, nothing new under the sun, by the finger, the digit of Ha'elohim, of the Elohim. Now, before Moshe returned to the camp, however, Ha'am, the people, even Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, of Yasharala, they had, especially the sons, especially the Mandem, had talked Aharon, Aaron, into making an idol, right, a so-called god, which they began to worship, right? Ha'elohim then told Moshe of their treachery and threatened to destroy the B'nai Yisrael, the Israelites. But Moshe, he interceded. Moses performed a sort of a plea bargain here. He interceded on the B'nai Yisrael, on the children, the sons of Israel's behalf. As he rushed down the mountain with the tablets in his hand, he saw Amo Yisrael, he saw the people, Amo, dancing about the idol, the molten calf. This is another note right here. Often it's referred to another pseudo, right, pseudonymously, right, even though the translation doesn't reflect that. They call it the golden, right, the golden calf. But what the scripture calls it, even in the translation, right, the molten calf. So as he rushed down the mountain with the tablets in his hand, he saw the people dancing about the molten calf, and smashed the tablets in anger. Moshe then destroyed the Egel Maseka, the Egel, a calf, Maseka, kind of molded, sculptured, you know, the molten calf, and led the Levites, Halloween, right, he led the Levites to do what? In slaying 3,000 of the ringleaders. Now, this is a little clip here that sometimes we share. Sometimes it's from I and I brother Moshe Levy, right, a.k.a. Shine Poe, where he speaks about the Hebrews, well, he speaks about the Levites, right, the Levites in hard times, the spirit of the Levites right here. Just a little segue right here, sima, as this is the section he's speaking about. He says men, women, and children, but in the Torah, the scriptural context, it was the ringleaders, the mandem, especially the mandem, even the brothers them who did wrong them. Here's Yadin. I'm Yadin Ras Iadonis Tafara right here. Let's go through some more of this right here. That was Shine Poe right there. That he had to slay, you know, they slew everyone, especially the mandem that was not rolling, as he says right there, of what Yisrael, the people of Israel, was supposed to be rolling with. Remember, they had come into a covenant. So here's the breaking. Here's where we get a breaking of the covenant, a broken covenant, and then the Hadasha, the renewing or the repairing, the renewing of that covenant. So even in the old, so-called Old Testament, as one's referred to it, right, we get a New Testament, like a foreshadowing of that, even right here in the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is known as Exodus, the Sefer Shemot, the book of the names, the Sefer Yetziat Mitzrayim, the coming out from the Tawi, the two lands called ancient Egypt. But now the following day after the slaying, right, by Halloween, right, remember Moses says, who is on Yahuwah's side? You see, and this is what pointed out the guiltiness, you know what I mean, of the tribes them and the faithfulness of Halloween of the Levites. So the following day, Moshe, he returned up the mountain and he begged Ha Elohim. He begged the Elohim to reaffirm the covenant. Why? Because the covenant was broken. They had broke the covenant. Now, we touched on this in connection to Purim and Chadasha, right? The names Chadasha in the translation, Chadasha, looks very similar to Hadassah, and bringing out the link there as well. They're similar, but not the same. So we sought to bring out the standing, the overstanding, the understanding, you know, the comprehension of how they are similar, but not the same. But the point is that in Chadasha, right, Chadasha within the Hebrew, and we have Adis, right, Adis, you know, Mades, Ades, you know, Adis, to be renewed. It's also the word to, like, repair something. And we use the analogy of, like, a flat tire. You have a flat tire, and it's a, you know, the rubber broke somewhere, but you can put a patch over it, you patch it, you fix it, you pump it up again. It has been renewed. So how that word is used, you know, when one think of sometimes the New Testament, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, Latter-day Gentile Christian sense, they think of it as being totally kind of separate, but they don't recognize the connection. So here in this 21st sabbatical study for Ki Tisar in the Exodus chapter 30, verse 11 to chapter 34, verse 35, we get a perfect example of a broken covenant, right, and the renewing, right, of a new covenant, right, a new covenant. Not totally new, right, but something was broken, as in the flat tire example. But in this case, the Israelites had punctured their own tire, right? It wasn't rolling, so it wasn't rolling, it was flat, right? It was busted. So because of this, Moshe, he returned up the mountain, he aliyed up again, as we touched on before. How many times did Moses ascend and descend the mountain? How many times did he ascend the mountain? We have about 8 times. This is one of the 8 times, right? Moshe aliyed up, right, ascended up the mountain and begged Ha'elohim, the Elohim, to reaffirm the Berit, Ha-Berit, to reaffirm the covenant, to basically fix Yisrael's flat tire, so to speak. I'm using that in the connection with Chadash, to renew, right? After a 40-day period of intercession and repentance, remember, Moshe was already up there for for 40. So also in this time, in this season, right, even in the true church, in the professing church, there is the Abiyat Tzom, there's the Great Fast, the Hudah Day, there is like even Lent, among other ones and ones. So here we have Moshe doing a double 40, and in the Brit Chadasha, the New Covenant Scriptures, we have Robeinu Yeshua HaNotri as well doing this 40-day period of time, like a fast, one might say, fasting and prayer time. Just a significance, making the connection, right? So we have like almost like 120, you know, days in a sense. This is an interesting highlight, Moses, 2 double 40s, and the Moshiach in the wilderness, in the Brit Chadasha. And that's the new covenant there. And here we have a broken covenant, and Moses goes up for a 40-day period to intercede, to plea bargain, right, and to wait in the presence of Ha'elohim, right, for that acceptance of a reaffirmation or a renewing of the covenant that the Israelites had broke. So after a 40-day period of intercession and teshuva, repentance, Yahweh, Jehovah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, finally told Moshe to carve, right, a second set of tablets. But now Moses had to do it for himself. Think about this for a moment. The first one he received from Yahuwah, right? It was written with his own digit, his own finger. This time, after he had broke it, he is told to carve a second set of tablets and to meet him at the Rosh, at the Ras, at the head, to meet him at the Rosh. Right, the summit of Sinai in the Hebrews brought out as the Rosh. Rosh, Hebrew form of the Re'is, Ra'as, Ras, the head. The head, right, the head of Sinai, the head of Sinai, where he would show, where he would show Moshe, Moses, his glory, and reveal to him the meaning and the sense, right? We could say even the interpretation and interpretation, the sense of Shemo, the sense of his name, the sense of the Hashem. We say HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, Baruch, blessed be Hashem, blessed be the name. So here, Moses is also being shown, right, Yahuwah's glory, or as it says in the script, his backward parts. And we'll put this in for the Chabarim, Kabbalistically speaking, right, his backward part or his back parts, and reveal, right, reveal to Moshe the meaning, the sense, right, you say the Targum of Shemo of the Hashem, the Yod Hei Wahei, Wuhu Haya, Wuhu Hawet, Wuhu Yihyeh, Batifara, Tifara, yes I. After this dramatic encounter, this very close, this is a close encounter here, Ha'ilahim, the Elohim, reaffirmed. You could say he repeated, as it were, he renewed Ha'barit, the covenant, along with all its rites, the rituals, and the ethical, right, the ethical implication, the ethos, the ethical implications. Now, when Ha'am, when Amo Yisrael, when they saw Moshe, see, now, during this period of time, it's interesting because the people don't know what's going to happen to them now. Right? They know they have messed up big time, big time. Even though the ringleaders, the 3,000, the ringleaders were destroyed, a lot of people, they went along with it, you know, like ones and ones do today, going along with the so-called ringleaders or what's popping, what's popular, they go along with it. And then now they recognize, though they was not slain, the covenant, right, the covenant appears to be lost, right? But when the people, Amo Yisrael, saw Moshe coming down the mountain with the second set of tablets, right, the second set of tablets, they understood. This is how they understood. They didn't know for this 40 days. So think about that in the connection traditionally, right, Judaically, Hebraically, also among those who say they are of Christ, of Christian, among the true Christians, this sense of that fasting, right, even the Lent time fasting. Now they understood that they were forgiven, right, Salicha, Salicha, Salakia, Salicha, they were forgiven, and that Ha'barit, that the covenant, this divine contractual agreement had been renewed. This is the key word, chadasha. It had been renewed, right? It had been like re-instituted, right? It's once again in effect again. But there's this limbo that the people now, right, waiting for these 40 days, not knowing whether Moshe is going to be successful, right, in going up to the high court, you know, and getting the people a pardon, forgiveness, and restoring that covenant. Now, when they approached Moshe now, right, when they saw Moses coming down there and they saw the tablets, they said, okay, yeah. They started to approach Moshe, right, draw near to Moses, however, right, they drew back. So they began to approach Moshe. This reminds me of when Yahuwah, when Ha'ilahim was speaking those 10 words, as Matthew says, his advice to all, right, is to fulfill those 10 words, the 10 commandments, right, that when Moses went into the thick darkness, the thick darkness, right, to on that one-on-one with Ha'ilahim, the people drew back. Now, similarly, when they approached Moses coming down from the mountain, recognizing they were forgiven and then the covenant was renewed, they drew forward and then they drew back. One step forward, what? Two steps or so backward? They drew back in fear, in dread, in fear. Why? Lamaze. Why this? Why they drew back? Because his face, Moshe's face, right, his face was radiant. His face shone. His face was shining with the kavod of Ha'ilahim, with the glory, the kavod, right? With that glory, with that gravity, with that glory of the Elohim. And Moses then, quickly recognizing the situation, he reassured them, right? He reassured them, however, that it's all right. You know what I mean? Don't fear, right? Al tiru. Like, you know, don't fear. And then he gave them a report. Then he now gives them his report, right? He gives them his report right here, right? He reported all that Yahuwah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, that Jehovah, blessed be the name, had commanded while he was on Hahar, while he was on Har Sinai, Mount Sinai, for that time. Now, when Moshe had finished, speaking with them, check it, Moses put a veil over his face. So here we speak about veils and certain customs and traditions, but here we find Moshe, right, Rabbeinu Moses, right, our master Moses, putting, right, a veil over his face. From that time on, here the scripture highlights and notes, right, that Moshe wore a veil in the camp, though he removed it. It said that he removed it whenever he went before Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. In other words, when he went into when the tabernacle was pitched, when he went into the tabernacle to speak, remember that the communication would take place along with the Aishants, right? With the Aishants, right? Be in the Holy of Holies, in the Kodesh HaKadashim, Kodesh HaKodeshim, and above the mercy seat, and between the Keparayim, the Kirubim, the cherubim. So when Moses went before, that's what it means in the scripts where it says in this context, before Jehovah, before the Lord, Lifnei Yahuwah. So when he went in before Jehovah, he removed the veil to receive further directions, instructions. So here is a basic overview of this 21st sabbatical study for this Shabbat, Strong Ki Tisa. When you take, when you lift up, you know, when you take, when you lift up. So there's some key points here that hopefully we'll get a chance to go into. One of the first ones, the main ones, is the Great Worship chapter, chapter 30, and connect it with the golden altar. There's two altars in the holy place, the brazen altar in the outer court, and then in the Kodesh, in the holy place, the first of the two, we could say, compartments, right, was placed the golden altar of Aishants. And even within the Aishants instructions, we have the Kana Besom. Kana Bosom, right? Besom, Bosom. Right, the Kana Bosom, Kana, the Kana, that reed, you know, that reed, like the hemp, the reed, so to speak, right, Bosom, which is sweet, that sweet reed. Yes, 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 so here, brothers and sisters, are some basic questions. We'll touch on the basic questions as we move forward, because the Purim, you know, the reason for the season, the Purim season, we didn't go through the first and second Aliyot on the first, you know, or the second day, the first day of our podcasting on the Ministry Mondays, but we pick up here on this Tuesday right here, the T to T right here, yes, I, Rastafari. So we're going to ride up with some more on Purim. Also like to touch on some of the key elementals, you know, the names, getting into names, touch on Chadasha, right? Do we touch on, we touch on Purim. Right, we touched on the name Esther as well. Mordecai, Ahasuerus, and the adversary Haman. It'd be very important to touch on them as well. But here we have a psalm, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. Here in the season, we have Psalm 24, which is the psalm appointed for the first day, a.k.a. also known as Sunday among the Gentiles. We have Psalm 24 right here. So first things first right here, check the psalm, get into some of the metaphysics of Purim right here, build on that as we honor by our Hebrew, our black Jewish Yehudi queen, you know, Esther, yes, I, Rastafari.
Peace, Perek, the righteous king, even the king of kings, King of all, Haile Selassie, Ha-Kadosh, Baruch Baruch Hashem, 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 Hashem.
Yes, 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 yes. So right here for Psalm 24, before we ride up with a couple more reasonings, we're going to share Cholo, artist named Cholo, right? A tune, Yesh, Kavod, or Kavod. Kavod is glory, since here this chapter has a lot to do with his glory, the revealing of his glory, his Kavod. Kavod in the Afro-Shemitic pointing modern Hebrew, Kavod, Yesh, there is, there exists, Kavod. Yesh, they exist, like there's glory. This tune right here with Psalm 24, Be'ebrayist in Ivrit, in the Hebrew. Here, today's better song.
Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Selah, 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 Selah,
Selah, Selah, Adonai.
Selah, Rastafari.
Selah,
Rastafari.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading, in the Hebrew and English tongue. Barakhu et Yahweh Hamvarak. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarak. Leolam Vayet. Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Asher bekarbenu mebo hamayim, venutan lanu et torato. Baruch atah Yahweh, noten ha-Torah.
Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Joy by my life. Nine idea to come into the light that shines through the night. Humble lion, I have to forward and reach a Mount Zion. To be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me I tell you no read up your Bible. Joy is in my life. And I be a testament to the light that shines.
Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh.
בחינוך הדברים האלה אשר נושאים מצפך היום אל לבבק ושינונתון בניק ודיברת בן בשיפתק ובביתק ולחתק בדרך ושח וקוב ומחה וכתבת מאוד על ידיק והיו לתוספות בין עיניך וכתבתם על מזוזות ביתק ובשעריך
not theirs, and they shall enslave and oppress them for 400 years, in the fourth and in the last generation. Yes, you shall journey into captivity a second time in ships. Because you have rejected his instruction.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, O children of Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad.
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, hear, give ear, O Yisrael, hear, 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 for the Rishon Aliyah, hear for the first reading, the first up offering, the first Aliyah, the first ascension offering, hear for this Shabbat, Shabbat Ki Tisa, hear picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called Exodus, Exodus chapter 30, here at verse 11. For the 21st Rastafari Sabbatical study here for this Shabbat Strong, this Shabbat Seder, here, 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 Shema Yisrael. B'shem Ha'ab Wehabein Weruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Echad, in the name of the Ab, the Father, in the name of the Bein, the Son, in the name of the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, Yahuwah, He who be, He be, the One. Who may worship? Who may worship? First item, the redeemed. Compare and contrast Psalm 107, verses 1 and 2, and Exodus chapter 15, verses 1 to 21. Who may worship? Who may worship? First item, the redeemed. Shema Yisrael here from the Sefer Shemot. Here for Shemot Ki Tisa. Why Daberi Yahuwah Il Moshe Lemor. Ki tisa et rosh b'nei Yisrael lifa b'deihem v'natnu ish kofer nasho layahuah b'yefkod otam v'lo yehyem v'hema negef b'yefkod otam. And Yahuah and Jehovah spake to Moshe saying, when thou takest the sum of the children of Israel after their number, then shall they give every man a ransom for his soul to Yahuwah, to Jehovah. When thou numberest them, that there be no plague among them. When numberest them. Vaydaber Yahuwah il Moshe leimor. And Yahuwah and Jehovah spoke il Moshe to Moses leimor, saying, Ki tisa. When thou takest, ki tisa, when thou liftest up, ki tisa, et rosh, when thou takest the sum, when thou liftest up the head, ki tisa, et rosh, b'nei Yisrael, when thou liftest up the rosh, the head of the sons of Yisrael, ki tisa, et rosh, b'nei Yisrael, lifa kuteihem, according to their number, li fikudehem, according to their number, with not nu ish kofer nafsho, then shall they give, with not nu ish, then shall they give every man ish, with not nu ish, and every ish shall give kofer nafsho, kofer a ransom, kofer nafsho, a ransom for his soul, for his psyche, la Yahuwah to Jehovah. Winadnu ish koferna shola Yahuwa. Be fikod, O Tam, when thou I numberest them. Be fikod, O Tam, when thou numberest them. Wolo yihye vahema negefa. Be fikod, O Tam, that there be no negef. Wolo yihye vahem negef. That there be not amongst them negef, a plague. Be fikod, O Tam, when thou numberest them. This they shall give, everyone that passes among them, that are numbered, half a shekel, after the shekel of the sanctuary. A shekel, 20 gerahs, and half shekel, a half shekel, the offering of Yahuwah, the offering of Jehovah. Ze yitnu kola ha over ala hapakudim pachitzita ha shekel be shekel ha kodesh asarim gerah ha shekel matzita ha shekel teruma la Yahuwah. This they shall give, ze yitnu, ze this yitnu they shall give, kol ha-over, ha-over, everyone that passeth, kol ha-over, Allah ha-pikudim, among them that are numbered, machitzita ha-shekel, half a shekel, machitzit ha-shekel, half a shekel, b'shekel ha-kodesh, after the shekel of the Kodesh, the shekel of HaKodesh, of the holy place, after shekel, according to the shekel of the sanctuary. Bit shekel HaKodesh, asrim gerah ha-shekel. The shekel is 20 gerahs, asrim gerah ha-shekel. Machitzita ha-shekel, half a shekel. Machitzit ha-shekel, half a shekel, teruma la Yahuwah, a teruma, an offering, la Yahuwah to Jehovah. Everyone that passeth among them that are numbered from 20 years old and above shall give a offering, shall give a teruma, shall give an offering, et teruma, Yahuwah to Jehovah. The rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less than half a shekel, when give an offering, a teruma Yahuwah to Jehovah, to make an atonement for your souls, for your psyches. And thou shalt take the atonement money of the Bnei Yisrael, of the sons, the children of Yisrael, and shalt appoint it for the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, of the tents of meeting, the Ohel Moed, that it may be a memorial to the Bnei Yisrael, to the children, to the sons of Yisrael, Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, to make an atonement, Ala Nafa Shotekem, for your souls, for your psyche. Who may worship? Second item, the cleansed. Compare and contrast Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 22, John's Gospel, chapter 13, verses 3 to 10, and 1 John, chapter 1, verse 9. Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Exodus, chapter 30, here, verse 17. Vayidaberi Yahuwah el Moshe leimor, and Jehovah spake, and Jehovah spoke, Vayidaber Yahuwah el Moshe leimor, to Moses, saying, thou shalt also make a laver, brass, and his foot also of brass, to wash, and thou shalt put it between the tabernacle of the congregation, the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, and HaMizbeach, and the Mizbeach, and the altar. And thou shalt put water therein, for Aharon Ubanayu and his sons shall wash their hands and their feet thereat, when they go into the Ohel Moed, into the tabernacle of the congregation, the tent of meeting. They shall wash with water, that they die not. Or when they come near to HaMizbeach, to the altar, the Mizbeach, to minister, to burn offering made by fire, La Yahuwah to Jehovah. Ishei la Yahuwah. So they shall wash their hands and their feet, that they die not. And it shall be a statute forever to them, to him and to his seed throughout their generations. Who may worship, who may worship, third item, the anointed, the Moshiach, the Messiah, the Christian, the anointed. Compare and contrast the gospel according to Johannes, Johannin, John's gospel, chapter 4, verse 23, Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 18, as well as Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 18 and verse 19. Here, 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 Exodus, chapter 30, here at verse 22. Waidaberi Yahuwah il Moshe leimor. Moreover, Yahuwah Jehovah spoke to Moses leimor, saying, take thou also to thee principal spices of pure myrrh, 500 shekels, and of sweet cinnamon, half so much, 250 shekels, and of sweet calamus, 250 shekels, and of cassia, 500 and of cassia 500, after the shekel of the sanctuary of HaKodesh, and of olive oil and hin. And thou shalt make it an oil of holy ointment, an ointment compound after the art of the apothecary. It shall be an holy, a set-apart anointing oil. And thou shalt anoint the tabernacle of the congregation, the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting therewith, and Aaron Ha'edut, and the ark of the testimony, and the shulchan, and the table, and all his vessels, and HaMenorah, and the lampstand, and his vessels, and the altar, the Mizbeach of the Kittaret of the Aishans, the altar of incense, and the Mizbeach, the altar of the Olah, the burnt offering, with all his vessels, and the Kior, the laver in his foot. And thou shalt sanctify them, that they may be most holy. Whatsoever toucheth them shall be holy, shall be set apart. And thou shalt anoint Aharon ubanayu, Aaron and his sons, and consecrate them, that may minister to I in the priest's office. Umashachta bo eta ohel moeda we eta aron ha edut. And thou shalt anoint umashachta bo therewith, with it, in it, ooh, mashachta bo, eta ohela moeda. And thou shalt anoint therewith the tent of meeting. Ooh, mashachta bo, et ohel moeda, with eta aron ha edut, and the ark of the testimony. We eta ha shulchan, and the table, we eta kola kalayu, and all the vessels thereof. We eta ha menorah, and the lampstand, we eta kaleha, and the vessels, and all her vessels. We eta mizabach ha ketoret, and the altar of HaKetoret of Aishans, Mizbach, Mizbach, HaKetoret, Weeta Mizbach, HaOla, and the altar of burnt offering, Weeta Mizbach, HaOla, Weeta Kola Kelayo, with all the vessels thereof, Weeta HaKior, and the Kior, the laver, Weeta HaKior, Weeta Kano, and the base thereof, Weeta Kano, Wikidashta Otan, and thou, the eye, shall sanctify, set them apart, Wikidashta Otan, Wihayu Kodesh, Kodashim, that they may be most holy, that they may be holy of holy. With Hayu Kodesh Kodashim Kola Ha Nogea Bahem Yikdash. Whatsoever toucheth them shall be set apart, shall be holy. Kola Ha Nogea Bahem Yikdash. And thou shalt anoint Aharon and his
sons, Weeta, Aheron, Weeta, Banayo, Team Shach. And thou shalt anoint Aaron and his sons, Weeta, Aheron, Weeta, Banayo, Team Shach. Wekidashtau tam, that, and sanctify them, and set them apart. Wekidashta o tam, le kahen li, that they may minister to I in the priest's office, that they may minister to me. Le kahen li, that they may priest to I. And thou shalt speak to the children of Yisrael, to the children of Israel. Ve'eta b'nei Yisrael tidaber, saying, Le'mor, this shall be an holy anointing oil to me, to I, throughout your generations. Shemen mishachata kodesha yehiyeh zet li le'dorotekem. This shall be a holy, a set-apart anointing, messiahing oil. Shemen mishachat kodesh. Shemen mishachat kodesh yehyeh zeh li l'dorotekem, throughout your generations. Upon man's flesh shall it not be poured, neither shall ye y'all make like it after the composition of it. It holy, set apart. It shall be holy to you, set apart to you. Allah Bisar Adam Loa Yisak Ua Be Mata Kunpo Lo Aisu Ka Mohu Kodeshu Kodesh Yihye Lakem. Upon man's flesh shall it not be poured. Allah Bisar Adam upon Adam's flesh. Allah Bisar Adam upon Adam's flesh, upon the flesh of Adam, shall it not be poured. Allah besar Adam, lo ye yasak. Neither shall ye y'all make any like it. Uva mata kunto, uva be mata kunto, lo ta'isu ka mohu, according to the composition thereof. Y'all shall not make any like it, neither shall y'all make any like it according to the composition thereof. U be mate kuno kutno, u be mate kunto, uva mate kunto, lo ta isu ka mohu kodeshu. It is holy, kodesh, set apart, who? He is set apart, kodesh, who? It is holy, holy he is, holy it is, kodesh yihyeh lakem, and it shall be kodesh to you all, to y'all, kodesh yihyeh lakem. Whosoever compoundeth in it, like it, or whosoever putteth in it, of it upon a stranger, shall even be cut off from his people. Ish asher yirkach kamohu wa asher yiteina mimenu alzar v'nikrat me amayo. Whosoever compoundeth any like it, or whosoever putteth any of it upon a stranger, he shall be cut off from his people. Ish asher yirkach kamohu wa asher yiteina mimenu alzar v'nikrata me amayo. Worship, worthship, the incense, the aishas, type of prayer and praise. It is for Ha'adon, it is for Adonai, Adonai. Verse 37, spiritual, not sensuous. Verse 38, hear, 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 picking up with the second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus, Exodus chapter 30, here at verse 34. Worship, the aishas, type of prayer and praise. It is for Adonai. It is iritical, spiritual, not sensuous. Wayomari Yehovah el Moshe kach leka samim natafa ua shecheleta wechelbana samim ua levana zaka
Bada Birada Yihyeh. And Jehovah said to Moshe, take to the eye sweet spices, stacta, and anika, and galbana, sweet spices with pure frankincense. Of each shall there be a like. Wayomari Yehovah, and Jehovah said, Il Moshe to Moses, Kach Lika, take to the eye, Kach Lika, Samima Nataf, sweet spices, Samima Nataf, sweet spices, O Shechelet, Stacta, Wichelabana, and Anika, Wichelabana, Samim, and Anika, Onika, Galbanam, Ula, Vona, Ulevona, Ulevona, sweet spices with pure frankincense, with pure frankincense, Zaka, Vada, Vivada, of each shall there be a like. Zaka, Vada, Vivada, Yihyeh, like. And thou shalt make it a perfume, a confection after the art of the apothecary, tempered together, pure, holy, set apart. Wi'asita otaha kitoreta rokach ma ise rokeach mi mulach tahor kodesh. And thou shalt make of it aishens, and thou shalt make of it incense, aishens. Wi'asita otaha kitoret, and thou shalt make of it kitoret, aishens, incense. Wi'asita otaha kitoret, and thou shalt make of it of her kitoret, aishens, rokach, rokach ma'isei, rokeach. A perfume after the art of perfume. Mia mulach ahor kodesh. Seasoned with salt, with salt. Mi mulach ahor pure kodesh, holy. Ahor pure kodesh, holy. And thou shalt beat of it very small, and put of it before the testimony in the tabernacle of the congregation in the tent of meeting, the Ohel Moed, where I will meet with thee. It shall be to the most holy. Wishahata mimena ha deka with natata mimena lifne ha edut. Be'ohel mo'ed asher iyawa'ed aleka shama kodesh kodashim tihyeh lachem. And thou, the eye, shall beat some of it very small. Wishahakta mimena ha'deik, and put of it before the testimony in the tent of meeting. We natata mimena lifne ha'edut be'ohel mo'ed, in the tent of meeting where I will meet with the eye. Asher iwa'ed aleka shama, Asher iwa'ed aleka shama, where I will meet with the eye. Deya shama kodesh kodashi, holy of holies, most holy, kodesh kodashi, tihyeh, she shall be lachem, to y'all, to you all, kodesh kodashi, tihyeh lachem. And as for the perfume, the aishens, that thou shalt make, ye y'all shall not make to yourselves according to the composition thereof, it shall be to thee holy, set apart, la Yahuwah, for Jehovah. With ha-kitoret, and the kitoret, and ha-kitoret, and the aishens, the incense, with ha-kitoret, asher ta'isse, bi-mata kunataha lo ta'isu lachem, kodesh tihyeh leka, la Yahuwah. And the aishens, with ha-kitoret, that thou shalt make, asher ta'iseh,
Bi mata kunataha, according to the composition thereof, according to her composition. Bi mata kunataha lo ta'isu. Thereof y'all shall not make, not for y'all to make, lo ta'isu lakem, for yourselves. Kodesh tihyeh, set apart she is. Kodesh tihyeh lika, to the Aunt Mel. Kodesh tihyeh lika, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Whosoever shall make like to that, to smell thereto, shall even be cut off from his people. Ish asher ya'isse ka moha li ha riach baha wi nikrat me amayo. Whosoever ish man asher, that which ya'isse, that makes it, ish asher ya'isse ka moha, whosoever man ish that makes like to ha, kamoha, ish asher ya'isse kamoha, liha riach, to smell thereat, liha riach, to smell baha, to smell thereat, liha riach, baha, to smell ha, with nikrat me amayo, shall be cut off, me amayo, from amayo, his people. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, picking up with the Rishon Aliyah here, second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus, chapter 31. Hamishkan, the tabernacle, the 19th item, the workmen. Wayomeri Yehovah el Moshe leimor, and Jehovah spoke. Wayomer Yahuwah el Moshe leimor, to Moses, saying, see, I have called by name Bezaliel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear. Here for the Sheni Aliyah, here for this Shabbat. And here, Shema Yisrael, here for the Sheni Aliyah, here for this Shabbat Ki Tisa, Sabbath, when thou liftest up, Shabbat Ki Tisa, here picking up the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus, here, Exodus chapter 31, here at verse 18, for the Sheni Aliyah, here for this Shabbat Ki Tisa. Vayitena et Moshe kaloto le davera ito abehar sinaya shneya lochota ha eduta lochota even k tovin be etzva Elohim. And he gave to Moses, to Moshe, when he had made an end of communing with them upon Mount Sinai, two tables, tablets of testimony, tables, tablets of stone, written with the finger of Elohim, written with the finger of the true good, the true God. Vayiten et Moshe k'kalto le'daber ito. And he gave to Moses, vayiten et Moshe. And he gave to Moses, vayiten et Moshe k'kalto. When he had made an end of speaking with him, k'kaloto l'daver ito, b'har Sinai, upon Har Sinai, upon Mount Sinai, shne l'chota ha'edut, the two tables, tablets of the testimony, shne l'chot ha'edut, l'chot ha'evin, tables, tablets of stone, l'chot evin, k'tovin, b
de etzba'a Elohim. Written, ketuvim, ketuvim, written, de etzba'a, etzba'a. The finger, de etzba'a Elohim. Written with the etzba'a Elohim. The finger of Elohim, the finger of the true good, the finger of the true God. Here, 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 Shema Yisrael, here, here, Gevil Yisrael, here, here. Exodus chapter 32, parenthetical, the broken law. And when Ha'am, the people, saw that Moshe, that Moses delayed to come down out of Hahara, out of the mount, Ha'am, the people gathered themselves together to Aharon and said to him, up, make us gods, Elohim, that shall go before us. For as for this Moshe, the man that brought us up out of the land of Mitzrayim, we wot not what has become of him. We don't know what has become of him. And Aaron said to them, break off the golden earrings which in the ears of your wives, of your sons, and of your daughters, and bring to me, to us. And all the people break off the golden earrings which in their ears and brought to Aharon. And he received at their hand and fashioned it with a graving tool after he had made it a molten calf. And they said, these thy gods, O Israel, brought thee up out of the land of Mitzrayim. And when Aharon saw, he built an altar before it, and Aharon made proclamation and said, tomorrow a feast to Jehovah. And they rose up early on the morning and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings, and the people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play. The condemnation of Yahuwah of Jehovah, verse 7. And Yahuwah Jehovah said to Moshe, go, get thee down, for Amikah, the I people that thou broughtest out of the land of Mitzrayim, have corrupted. They have turned aside quickly out of the way. I commanded them. They have made them a molten calf, and have worshipped it, and have sacrificed thereto, and said, these are Elohim, O Yisrael, that have brought thee up out of the land of Mitzrayim. And Yahuwah Jehovah said to Moshe, I have seen this people, and behold, it stiff-necked people. Now therefore, let me alone, leave me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them. And I will make of thee, a great nation. The advocacy of Moshe. Compare and contrast 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. Here, Exodus chapter 32, verse 11. And Moshe besought Yahuwah Elohayov, Jehovah his Elohim, and said, Yahuwah Jehovah, why doth thy wrath wax hot against Amikah, the I people, that thou hast brought forth out of the land of Mitzrayim with great power and with a mighty hand? Wherefore should the Egyptians speak and say, for mischief did he bring them out, to slay them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from thy fierce wrath and repent of this evil against Amikah, against the I people. Remember Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, thy servants, to whom thou swearest by thine own self, and saidest to them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of Shemaim, and all this land that I have spoken of will I give to your seed, and they shall inherit forever. And Yahuwah Jehovah repented of the evil he thought to do to Amor, his people. Disciplinary judgment, verse 15. And Moshe turned and went down from Hahar, from the mount, and the two tables, tablets of the testimony in his hand, the tables, the tablets, written on both their sides, on the one side and on the other, they written, and the tables, the tablets, the work of Elohim, the true good, the true God, graven upon the tables, upon the tablets. And when Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said to Moshe, a noise of war in the camp. And he said, not the voice of shout for mastery, neither either. The voice of cry for being overcome. The noise of sing do I hear. And it came to pass as soon as he came nigh to the camp that he saw the calf and the dancing. And Moshe's anger waxed hot, and he cast the tables, the tablets out of his hands and break them beneath Ahar, beneath the mount. And he took the calf that they had made and burnt in the fire and ground to powder and straw upon the water and made the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, drink. And Moshe said to Aharon, to Aaron, what did this people to thee, I, that thou hast brought so great a sin, an uckery upon them. And Aharon, Aaron said, make not the anger of Adoni, my Lord, wax hot. Thou knowest, thou knowest the people, that they on mischief. For they said to me, make us gods, make us Elohim. Make us gods, make us Elohim, make us Elohim, make us Elohim, make us that shall go before us. For this Moshe, this Moses, the man that brought I and I up out of the land of Mitzrayim, we wot not what has become of him. We don't know what has become of him. And I said to them, whosoever hath any gold, let them make them break off. So they gave. Then I cast it into the fire. There came out this calf. And when Moshe saw that the people naked, Aaron had made them naked to shame among their enemies. Then Moshe stood in the gate of the camp and said, who on Yahuwah, on Jehovah's side, to I. And all the sons of Levi, of Levi, gathered themselves together to. And he said to them, thus saith Yahuwah, Israel, Jehovah the Elohim of Israel, put every man his sword by his side. Go in and out from gate to gate throughout the camp, and slay every man his brother, and every man his companion, and every man his neighbor. And the Bnei Lewi, the children of Levi, did according to the word of Moshe, according to the word of Moses. And there fell of Ha'am, of the people, that day about 3,000 men. The missed blessing, verse 29. For Moshe had said, consecrate yourselves today to Jehovah, even every man upon his son and upon his brother, that he may bestow upon you a bracha, a blessing, this day. The confession, an intercession of Moshe, of Moses, verse 30. And it came to pass on the morrow that Moshe said to Ha'am, to the people, ye y'all have sinned a great sin, y'all have a great up. And now I will go up, I will aliyah up to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, peradventure, perhaps. I shall make an atonement for your sin, for your uckery. And Moshe returned to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, and said, oh, this people have sinned a great sin, have ucked up a great uck, and have made them gods and the beam of gold. Yet now, if I wilt forgive their sin, their uckery, and if not, blot I, out of thy book that thou hast written. And Yahuwah and Jehovah said to Moshe, to Moses, whosoever hath sinned, have ucked up against me, against us, him will I blot out of my book. Therefore now go, lead the people, that I have spoken to thee. Behold, mine angel shall go before thee. Nevertheless, in the day when I visit, I will visit their sin upon them. I will visit their uckery upon them. And Yahuwah Jehovah plagued Ha'am, because they made the calf that Aharon made. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, Exodus chapter 33. The journey, the tribe to be resumed.
And Yahuwah Jehovah said to Moshe, depart, go up hence, thou and Ha'am and the people that thou hast brought up out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Egypt, to the land I swear to Abraham, to Yitzhak, and to Yaakov, saying, to thy seed will I give it. And I will send an angel before thee, and I will drive out the Canaanite, the Amorite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite, to a land flowing with milk and honey. For I will not go up in the midst of thee, for thou a stiff-necked people, lest I consume thee in the way. And when Ha'am, when the people heard these evil tidings, they mourned, and no man, no man did put on him his ornaments. For Yahuwah Jehovah had said to Moshe, say to the Bnei Yisrael, say to the children of Israel, ye, y'all, a stiff-necked people, I will come up into the midst of thee in a moment and consume thee. Therefore now put off thy ornaments from thee, that I may know what to do to thee. And the children of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments by the Mount Horeb, the tent of meeting outside the camp, the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting outside the camp, verse 7. And Moshe took the tabernacle and pitched it without the camp, afar off from the camp, and called it the tabernacle of the congregation, the aggregation, the tent of meeting. And it came to pass, everyone that sought Yahuwah, that sought Jehovah, went out to the tabernacle of the congregation, to the tent of meeting, the Ohel Moed, that without the camp. And it came to pass when Moshe went out to the tabernacle, all the people rose up and stood every man at his door and looked after Moshe until he was gone into the tabernacle. And it came to pass as Moshe entered into the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle and talked with Moshe. And all the people, all of Ha'am, saw the cloudy pillar stand the tabernacle door. And all Ha'am, all the people rose up and worshipped and worshipped every man. And Yahuwah and Jehovah spake to Moshe face to face, as a man speaketh to his friend. And he turned again into the camp. But his servant, Yehoshua, Joshua the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. Diberi Yehoshua el Moshe, panim el panim, ka'asha yidaber ish el re'ayim, ushava ella machneh. Uame Sharto Yehoshua Binun Arlo Yamish Mitoka Haohel. And Yahuwah Jehovah spoke with Diberi Yahuwah Moshe to Moses, Panim El Panim, face to face, Panim El Panim, Kasheri Daberisha El Reihu, as a man speaketh to his friend, Kasheri Daberisha El Reihu. Wishava il ha machine, and he would return into the camp. Wishav il ha machine, but his minister, Misharto, Yehoshua, Joshua, Bin Nun, son of Nun, Na'ar, a young man, Na'ar, Lo Yamish, Mitok Ha'ohel, departed not out of Ha'ohel, out of
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael.
Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
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 And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, hear, Gevil Yisrael, hear, for the Shalishi Ali, the Shalishi, the third reading, the third Aliyah, the third up offering here, for this Shabbat, Shabbat Ki Tisa, Sabbath, when thou takest, when the eye lifteth up, here, picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus, Exodus chapter 33, here at verse 12, for the Shalishi Aliyah. Here from the Sefer Shemot, Shemot Ki Tisa. Vayomer Moshe Eli Yehuah, Re'ei Ata Omer Elai, Ha'Allah Et Ha'am Hazeh, Ve'Ata Lo Hoda'itani Et Asher Tishlach Imni, Ve'Ata Amarta Yeda'itika Ve'Shem Ve'Kama Matzata Chen Be'Ainai. Moshe's prayer, Yahuwah Jehovah's answer, verse 12. And Moses and Moshe said to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, see, thou sayest to me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Vayomer Moshe Eli Yehuah, and Moses, Moshe, said to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, Vayomer Moshe Eli Yehuah, Re'ei, see, Re'ei, Re'ei, see, Re'ei, Ata, Omer Elai, see, thou, the I, Ata, the I, male, sayest to me, sayest to I, Re'ei, Ata, Omer Elai, Ha'Allah, Eta, Ha'am, Hazek, bring up this people, Ha'al et Ha'am Hazeh, 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 Hazeh. Ata lo hoda'itani et asher tishlach imni. And thou, the eye, hast not let me, made I know whom thou, the eye, wilt send with me, will send with I. With ata lo hoda'itani et asher tishlach imni. Ata amarta ye da'itika v'shem, yet thou the I has said, ata amarta ye da'itika v'shem, yet the I has said, I know thee I by name, ye da'itika v'shem, gam matata chen be'ainai, and thou the I has also found grace in my sight, my sight, my sight, my sight. With gam matzata chen be'ainai, in my eyes, 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 eyes. Now therefore, I praise thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, shew me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight. And consider that this nation, thy people, Wi'ata inna matzati chen be'aineka hod einina eta derakeka we'eyadaika li'ma'ana emtza chen be'aineka ure'ei kiya ameka ha'goi hazeh. Now therefore I pray thee, I, Wi'ata inna, if I have found grace in thy sight, matati chen be'aineka, in the eyes, aineka be'aineka, in the eyes, eyes, shew me, show me now thy ways, hoda'ainina eta derakeka, show I now the eyes ways, hoda'ainina
Anta derakeka, we eyadaika, lit ma'ana emazahena be'aineka, that I may know the eye, to the end that I may find grace, that I might find grace in the eye, eyesight, we eyadaika, lit ma'ana emazahena be'aineka. Urei ki ameka hagoy hazeh, and consider that this goy, that this nation, is thy people, and see urei urei urei, and see urei ki ameka, that this nation, thy people, ki that ameka urei ki ameka. Hagoi hazeh, and see that this nation, thy, and he said, my presence shall go, and I will give thee rest. Why yomar panaya yeleku? Why he nihoti lach? Why he nihoti lach? And he said, why yomar, my presence, panai yelechu, they shall go, panai yelechu, they shall try, panai yelechu, wahin nichoti, and given the eye rest, lack, and I will give the eye rest. And he said to him, if thy presence, if thy face, thy countenance, thy presence, go not, carry us not up hence, carry I and I not up from here. Why yomer layoa him ein paneka holakim ala ta'eleinu mizeh. And he said to him, if thy presence go not with me, carry I and I not up hence from here. Why yomer layo him ein paneka holakim ala ta'eleinu mizeh. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Not in that thou goest with us, with I and I? So shall we, I and I, be separated, I and thy people and the I people, I and the I people, from all the people that upon the face of the earth. Uva me yea wada fo kia matati chain be aineka ani u ameka hallo be leketeka imanu we nifalinu ani we ameka mikol haam asher alla pene ha edama. For wherein now shall it be known that I have found grace in thy sight? Uvame, uvame, ye wada'ai fo wakia matati yachin be'aineka. I and thy people, ani we ameka, I and thy people, ani we amek, we amek, we amek, we amek. Is it not in that thou, the I, goest with us? Hello, be leketika, imanu. Hello, be leketika, imanu. So that we are distinguished, I and thy people. We nifalinu ani, we ameka. From all the people that are upon the face of the earth. Mikol ha'am. Asher ala pene ha edama 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 edama. And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear for the Rabbi'i. Hear for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth reading, the fourth offering. Hear for this Shabbat, Ki Tisa, Sabbath, when thou takest, when thou liftest up. Hear from the Sefer Shemot, Ki Tisa. Hear, coming up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus chapter 33. Hear at verse 17 for the Rabbi'i. Hear for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth offering. Ascension offering up here for this Shabbat Ki Tisa. Here picking up with Exodus 33, verse 17. ויאמרי יהוה אל משה גם את הדבר הזה אשר דיברת אעשה כי מצאת חן בעיני ויידעך בשם And Yahuwah and Jehovah said to Moshe, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. Vayomer Yahuwah il Moshe gam et hadar hazeh asher dibarta e'aiseh ki amatata chen bi'aynai va'edaika bi'shem. And Yahuwah Jehovah said to Moshe, Vayomeri Yahuwah il Moshe, I will do this thing, also. I will do this thing also. Gam et hadavar hazeh. I will do this word, also. Gam et hadavar hazeh. That thou hast spoken. Asher debarta. For thou hast found grace in my sight. Gam et hadavar hazeh. Asher debarta e aise. Ki matata chen bi'aynai. For thy hast found grace in my eyes. Ki matata chen bi'aynai. We eyadaika bi'shem. And I know the eye. We eyadaika. We eyadaika. Vayadaika. With a da'ika, bit shame, and I know the eye by name. Moshe, Moses seeks a new vision for the new task. Verse 18, and he said, I beseech thee, shew me thy glory. Vayomar, harei nina. Eta kovodeka, and he said, Vayomar, hareini, shew me, hareini na, please show, beg that I show, hareini na, eta kovodeka, eyes, glory, 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 and he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee. And I will proclaim the name of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will shew mercy on whom I will shew mercy. Vayomer ani a'evira kola tuviya ala paneka, v'karati avshem Yahuwah lefaneka. We hanoti et asher achon, we riachamti et asher arachin. And he said, Vayomer, I will make all my goodness pass before thee. I ani aevir kol tuvi al paneka. I will make all my goodness to pass before the eyes, face before the eyes, perception. Ani aevir kol tuvi al paneka. And will proclaim the name of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, before thee. Vekarati avshemi Yahuwah lefaneka. And I will proclaim Wikati Vishem Yahuwah Litfaneka, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. Wihanoti Eta Asher Achon, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. With Rihamti Eta Asher Irachim, and he said, Thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. Vayomer lo atukala liraota eta panai, ki lo yirani ha adam wachai. And he said, Vayomer, thou cannot see my face. Vayomer
Lo tu kala lirota eta panai. Thou canst not see my face. Lo tu kala lirota eta panai. For man shall not see me, see I, and live. Ki lo ayir ani ha'adama wachai, 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 wachai. And Yahuwah and Jehovah said, Behold, a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon Wayomeri Yahuwah, Hine makom iti, where nitzavta al hatzor. And Jehovah said, Wayomeri Yahuwah, Wayomer Yahuwah, and Jehovah said, Hine, behold, look, see, here it is. Hine makom, a place, a spot, makom. Hine makom iti, by me. Behold, there's a place by me. Hine makom iti, where nitzavta al hatzor, and thou shalt stand where nitzavta upon the rock al hatzor. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. Wahaya ba evora kovodi, where samatika be nikrata hatzor, where samakotia kapi aleka ada avri. And it shall come to pass, wahaya, while my glory passeth by, ba evora kavodi, that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock, with samatika be nikrata hatzor, and will cover thee with my hand until I have passed by, with sakoti, wasakoti akapi aleka ad avri, until I pass by ad avri, and I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. Why what is sirotia eta kapai with raita eta e chorai ufanai lo and I will take away mine hand. Why sirotia eta kapi. Take away my hand, and thou shalt see my back. With raita eta chorai, but my face shall not be seen. Ufanai lo yarao, and my face they shall not be seen. Ufanai lo yarao.
Yes. Shavua Tov, Shavua Tov. Yes, I. Good and strong to come. First day service coming forward, Melkam Ehud. Yom Rishon Tov. Yes, I.